R.J. Johnson, Jr., batting second, had a six-game hit streak and six-game run scored streak snapped yesterday.
Number 88, Mason Swinney.
Mason Swinney scored with Sefcik's game-tying two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth yesterday. And the man of the hour, Cal Sefcik, designated hitting tonight. Devin Zyras is back in the lineup for the first time in four games. Nico Newhand doubled twice yesterday, his first game this season, with multiple two-baggers. Tanner Kilgore in the lineup for the second straight game, but as a catcher instead of a first baseman. Jack Torbett back in the lineup after missing yesterday. He went 3-for-5 with four RBIs in his last game. And Tyree Jackson batting ninth in center field has been a force to be reckoned with at the bottom of the order this season. And the starting pitcher, Dylan Loy. It is his first home pitching appearance. All three previous have been on the road, one at Elizabethton. Well, two at Elizabethton and one at Burlington. Time for the national anthem from Hunter Wright Stadium, and then first pitch between Bluefield and Kingsport, an interleague game coming up next. It is time for baseball at Hunter Wright Stadium, where the Axemen play their fifth and final game of this lengthy homestand. 2-2 on the homestand, lost the first two against Burlington, then won the following pair against Johnson City. The defensive alignment for the Axemen, starting pitcher Dylan Loy, catcher Tanner Kilgore, at first base Devin Zyras, at second base Jack Torbett, at the hot corner Nico Newhand. At shortstop, Mason Swinney. In left field, R.J. Johnson, Jr. In center field, Tyree Jackson. And in right field, Josh Campos. The designated hitter is the one, the only, Cal Sefcik. Dylan Loy makes his second start of the season and his last start at Elizabethton on July 14th. He allowed 5 runs, 3 earned, and 4 innings of work on 5 hits, a walk, and 8 strikeouts. 104 of his 161 pitches have been strikes through his first 3 outings, which is a 64.6% strike rate. And in his most recent appearance, which was a start, 45 of Loy's 62 pitches were strikes, a 72.6% strike rate. Loy has allowed multiple earned runs in 4 innings or fewer in each of his first 3 appearances. In total, in 9 1/3 innings of work, Loy has allowed 11 runs, 7 earned on 8 hits, 6 walks, and 16 strikeouts. The Ridge Runners look to avoid losing their 7th straight game for the first time this season. They face a hungry Axeman team that has won two in a row, now trailing second place Johnson City by two games for that final playoff spot. It's Greenville looks to have first place just about wrapped up in the Appy League West, so it's just a battle between Kingsport and Johnson City. And Johnson City is facing Elizabethan right now, and can't believe I'm saying this, but it'll be nice to see the River Riders win tonight. Chaz Grossington leads off the top of the first inning. Chaz Grossington, Sam Silas, and Alex Merritt, the top three batters due up for the Ridge Runners. Grossington out of Toronto, Ontario, intends Winthrop. First offering from Dylan Loy, and we are set to go. It's a strike one call. Grossington this season is batting .228 with 10 RBIs and 13 runs scored. The 0-1. Ground ball to second base, collected by Torbett on the hop, and he throws to first for the out. Two pitches, one out to begin tonight's game. Base is empty, one out for Sam Silas. Batting .293 on the year, 11 RBIs and 15 runs scored. Only two of his 27 hits have been for extra bases. First offering from Loy. Strike one call. Five of Kingsport's final nine games are against the Ridge Runners. Three at home and two on the road. The 0-1. Laced foul and out of play first base side. A ball, no balls and two strikes. Sam Silas from Holtville, Alabama, attends Jacksonville State, which, of course, is in Alabama. No balls and two strikes on Silas. Loy from the windup. Hurls home. Slow roller to third base. New hand charges in, gathers it. Throw to first is on the money for the out, and that was actually Mason Swinney. So Swinney at third base, Newhan at third. Base is empty, two outs. First pitch is fouled back and out of play. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Base is empty, two outs. For Alex Merritt. The 0-1. High and away. The 1-1. High and outside again. Loy retired his first two batters on a pair of groundouts, one to third base, one to second base. The 2-1. Just missed ball three, but a beautiful pitch from Loy. Merritt this season is batting .244 with 18 RBIs, 24 runs scored. Nine of his 21 hits have been for extra bases. The 3-1 from Loy. Cut and a miss, strike two. Kingsport in the first inning this season has been outscored 37-21. At minus 16, it is their second worst inning in terms of run differential. But Loy looks to complete a perfect opening frame as he fires home the payoff. Foul back. Eight of Loy's first 11 pitches have been for strikes. This is the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. The payoff again. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah. Dylan Loy strikes out Merritt swinging, and it's a perfect opening frame for the Tennessee Vol.
All right,
to the bottom of the first inning, scoreless. Kingsport looks to strike first. Due up for the Axemen to face starting pitcher Joey Helinski of Bluefield. Campos, Johnson Jr., and Swinney when we return.
East Tennessee State University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
This is the defensive alignment for the Bluefield Ridge Runners. Starting pitcher, Joey Helinski. First baseman, Joe Stanzioni. At second base, Sam Silas. Third base, Jaden Brown. At shortstop, Chaz Grossington. In left field, Hudson Walburn. In center field, Aaron Jameson. And the right fielder, Armani Guzman. Catcher, Carson Cabbage, former Kingsport Axemen, of one game this season. And the designated hitter is Alex Merritt. In his last three games, Campos has reached base safely in 6 of 15 plate appearances. He leads off for the second straight night. First offering, Campos slices it foul and out of play. No balls and a strike. In his last three games, Campos is 2 for 11, but has walked 3 times, been hit by a pitch, stolen 3 bases, and scored 3 times. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. The 0-1. High and away. Helinski in 6 completed starts and 1 relief outing has a 6.04 ERA, 1.78 whip, 320 opponent average, and a 407 opponent on base percentage. The 1-1, strike 2 call. One ball and two strikes. The pitch, low and away, square count. Dylan Loy tossed a perfect first inning for the Axemen on just 12 pitches, 9 of which were strikes on a pair of groundouts and a swinging strikeout. And now Helinski looks to respond with a perfect inning of his own. Bases empty, nobody out, square count on Josh Campos. The 2-2, high and away, ball 3. This is now the 23rd straight completed plate appearance that Campos has not faced an 0-2 count. The payoff, ball 4 up and away, and it's a leadoff walk for Josh Campos. Runner on first, nobody out for R.J. Johnson, Jr. He has reached base safely multiple times in 9 of his first 12 games. That's 75%. First offering, Johnson, Jr., cutting a miss. No balls and a strike. Campos leads off first base. The pitch, Campos takes off. It's a ball high and outside. Throw down to second base is late, And Campo swipes his fourth bag of the season. When batting with runners in scoring position, R.J. Johnson Jr. is 1 for 13, batting 77. The 1-1. Strike two call. A ball and two strikes, nobody out. Campos leads off second base. The pitch. Ball two, low and inside, and the count is square on the Rutgers Scarlet Knight. The 2-2, high and inside, ball three, and consecutive full counts are faced by Kingsport batters to open up the outing for Joey Helinski. Helinski looks back at Campos, hurls home the payoff. Ball four downstairs. Back-to-back full count walks from Campos and Johnson Jr. to begin the bottom of the first inning. When batting with runners on first and second this season, Mason Swinney is a team best, 5 for 11, batting .455. Johnson Jr. on first base, Campos on second. First offering, strike one call. Mason Swinney walked in the bottom of the ninth yesterday, and then on the next pitch, Sefcik recorded a game-tying two-run blast. Kingsport looking to strike first in the bottom of the first inning. Both runners take off. It's a ball low and away. Throw down to second base is in time. Johnson Jr. is thrown out, but Campos will take third. That's the first out in the bottom of the first inning. And that's the first time Johnson Jr. in eight attempts has been caught stealing. But the good news is that Campos is now the runner on third. Eight of Swinney's last 13 hits have been for extra bases. Five home runs and a hat trick of doubles. The 1-1. Missed outside, ball two. Campos leads down the third base line. Two balls and a strike on the DBU Patriot. The pitch. Cut and a miss, strike two. Campos and Johnson Jr. each recorded full count walks to begin the bottom of the first inning. Then Johnson Jr. was caught stealing second base on the double steal, but Campos safely swiped third base. The 2-2 from Helinski. Ball three outside. Three straight full counts faced by Axman hitters to begin the outing for Joey Helinski. The first two walked. Helinski from the stretch position hurls home the payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's the second out.
The designated hitter, number 45, Cal Sefcik.
Cal Sefcik has been on a tear. On his seven-game hit streak, Sefcik is 13 for 25, batting .520 with a double, a triple, three home runs, and 11 RBIs. First offering, strike one call. In last night's game, Sefcik drove in all three of Kingsport's runs on a solo home run and a two-run blast. The 0-1, up and in, ball one. On his league-best five-game RBI streak, Sefcik is 11 for 21 with a double, triple, two home runs, 10 RBIs, and seven runs scored. The 1-1, low and away, and Sefcik is ahead in the count. On his seven-game hit streak, Sefcik has a 1,586 OPS. The 2-1. Sefcik bloops it into center field. Jameson going over into the gap, and he makes the inning-ending catch. Promising start for the Axemen. Runners on first and second, nobody out, but can't bring a run home. To the top of the second, scoreless from Hunter Wright Stadium. The middle of the order is due up for Bluefield, Jaden Brown, Aaron Jameson, and Joe Stanzioni when we return. 22 pitches, 9 strikes, and a scoreless inning for Helinski.
At East Tennessee State University, nearly half of all students graduate debt-free. In fact, ETSU is ranked among the best universities in the nation for students graduating with the least amount of debt. Students excel in over 160 academic programs, including nationally ranked options in the health sciences, digital media, technology, and the arts. Learn more at etsu.edu/admissions.
To the top of the second inning, Dylan Loy returns to the hill for the Axemen. In a scoreless and perfect first inning, 9 of his 12 pitches were strikes. Grounded out a pair of batters, then struck out Merritt swinging. Cleanup batter Jaden Brown will lead off the second inning. He is 17 for 95 with 8 extra base hits, 3 doubles, and 5 home runs, which is tied for second in the league. First offering from Loy. Brown will pop it up foul behind home plate. Dylan Loy is 4 for 4 on first pitch strikes. The 0-1, outside even count. Brown is batting 179 with both 15 RBIs and 15 runs scored. He has struck out 39 times. Bases empty, nobody out, scoreless in the top of the second. The 1-1, cut and a miss. In his last start, Loy struck out 8 batters in 4 innings of work. Only walked 1. He fires home the 1-2. Missed outside, square count. Two balls and 2 strikes on Jaden Brown. Loy sends home. Ground ball up the middle, and that will roll into shallow center field for a base hit, and it's a leadoff single for Jaden Brown. Runner on first, nobody out for Aaron Jameson. First offering from Loy. Strike one call. Dylan Loy is 5 for 5 on first pitch strikes. Jameson is 16 for 82, but half of his hits have been for extra bases, including 5 home runs. The 0-1. Jameson grounds it to shortstop. Newhand collects it. Steps on the bag. Throw to first. Yes, siree, Bob. Oh, no. They're saying it was on the transfer. And it is a 6-3 double play.
Now batting the first baseman for 68, Joe Stanzioni.
So that clears the bases. And now nobody on, 2 outs for Joe Stanzioni. It's drizzling a little bit in Kingsport. Base is empty, 2 outs for Joe Stanzioni, who is 16 for 88, batting 182. First pitch from Loy is in for a called strike. Loy is now 6 for 6 on first pitch strikes. The 0-1. Ball downstairs. Johnson City and Elizabethton are scoreless after the first inning. We'll keep an eye on that game because that is pivotal to the Axemen making the playoffs. Need Johnson City to lose a few games. And the 1-1, low and in. Loy threw 12 pitches. 9 were strikes in the first inning. So far in the second inning, he's thrown 10 pitches, and 6 have been strikes. The 2-1 drops in for a called strike, square count on Stanzioni. He's a bulky guy, 6'2", 245 pounds from Middletown, New Jersey. The square count offering from Loy, cut and a miss. It was dropped by Kilgore, but he picks it up and throws to first for the half inning ending out. Hoo-ah! Dylan Loy faces the minimum of 3 batters in each of his first 2 frames. And he struck out his final hitter swinging to end it. To the bottom of the second inning, scoreless from Kingsport. The Axemen bring up the 5-6-7 hitters, Zyrus, Newhan, and Kilgore when we return. Loy threw 12 pitches in each of his first 2 innings, keeping that pitch count low. Joey Helinski returns to the mound for the Ridge Runners when we come back.
TTL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Helinski threw a scoreless first inning on 22 pitches, 13 balls, 9 strikes. He walked Campos and Johnson Jr. on full count pitches to begin his outing, but then struck out Swinney swinging on a full count pitch. And during that at-bat, Johnson Jr. was caught stealing second base. And then a few pitches later, Sefcik flew out to the center fielder, Jameson, to end the inning. Welcome back, Devin Zyrus. He is in the lineup for the first time in 4 games. He has reached base safely in 31 in his last 62 plate appearances, a .500 on base percentage. First offering is in for a called strike. Zyrus went 1-for-1 with 2 walks, a hit by pitch, and a run scored, reaching base safely in all 4 plate appearances in his last game at Elizabethan on July 14th. The 0-1, swing and a miss. The 0-2 from Helinski, high and away. When batting with fewer than 2 outs, Zyrus is 19 for 56, batting .339 with 9 extra base hits. But when hitting with 2 outs, he is 6 for 34, batting .176 with 3 extra base hits. The 1-2, Zyrus bloops it back. Almost hit off my computer. And that ball will stay on the netting. The count remains a ball and two strikes on Zyrus. The pitch, high and away, ball two. Zyrus walked six times in his first 55 plate appearances, but has since walked 14 times in his last 59. The 2-2. Zyrus grounds it to second base. Silas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. That's the first out of the bottom of the second inning.
The third baseman, number 29, Nico Newhead.
Base is empty, one out for Nico Newhead. He doubled twice in yesterday's win over Johnson City, including one in the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch, called strike. Newhand doubled just three times in his first 87 at-bats, but has since doubled four times in his last 34 ABs. The 0-1, cut and a miss, strike two. When hitting behind in the count, Newhand leads the league with 15 hits and 49 at-bats, batting .306. The 0-2. Ball high and outside, and Newhand will stay alive. And then when hitting ahead in the count, Newhand is 8 for 31, batting .258. So his average is 48 points higher hitting behind in the count versus ahead. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Alinsky records a pair of outs to begin the bottom of the second inning, and that's his second punch out. Base is empty, two outs for Tanner Kilgore. He went 1-for-9 with a strikeout in his first two games, but in his last two games is 3-for-9 with a double, an RBI, and a run scored. First offering is in for a strike call. The 0-1, ball low and away. Devin Zyrus led off with a ground out to the second baseman Silas on six pitches, and then Nico Newhand struck out on four pitches, and now it is Kilgore up to bat. The 1-1, ball low and outside, and Kilgore is ahead. The 2-1, high and outside, ball three. Kilgore is yet to walk in 18 plate appearances. That means all of his plate appearances have been at-bats because he hasn't been hit by a pitch, no sacrifice flies, nothing. The 3-1, Kilgore crushes it to the shortstop, Grossington, who backhands it, throws to first, but it's late, and it's a two-out single for Kilgore. That's the first hit of the game for the Axemen. Runner on first, two outs for Jack Torbett. He is 5 for his first 15 at-bats, batting .333 with four RBIs and a run scored. In his last game, he recorded three of his five hits. As the opening pitch is belted to shortstop, scooped up by Grossington, and topped to the second baseman Silas for the inning-ending out. So Kilgore singled, but on the next pitch, Torbett grounds into an inning-ending force out. To the top of the third inning, scoreless from Hunter Wright Stadium. Bluefield brings up the bottom three batters, Walburn, Cabbage, and Guzman, when we come back. Alinsky threw 22 pitches in the first inning, 16 in the second. Dylan Loy will return to the mound for Kingsport.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
accept your credit card?
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com.
Join us now. Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
In two scoreless and walkless innings, Loy's allowed one hit and struck out two batters. Hudson Walburn will lead off the third inning for Bluefield. He is 15 for 73, batting .205 with three RBIs and 18 runs scored. So he has six times as many runs as he has batted in. First offering from Loy. Strike one call, and Dylan Loy is 7 for 7 on first pitch strikes. The 0-1. Grounded sharply to third. Sliding play by Swinney. Throw across the diamond is scooped up by Zyrus for the out. An early web gem for Mason Swinney. Carson Cabbage started the year with Kingsport, played in one game, and now he's with Bluefield, one for his first 11 at-bats with the Ridge Runners. First pitch from Loy is a ball outside, and that's Loy's first pitch ball tonight through eight batters faced. The 1-0. Downstairs. Cabbages walked two times, struck out five times. The 2-0. Ground ball up the middle. Torbett makes the play. Throw to first is perfection for the out. Nobody on, two outs for Armani Guzman, the ninth batting right fielder. Three of his 27 hits have been for extra bases, all of which were doubles. But he's batting .281 with 12 RBIs and 15 runs scored. Two quick outs from Dylan Loy. First pitch to Guzman is waved on and missed. No balls and a strike. The pitch, low and away. Loy has thrown 31 pitches, 10 balls, 21 strikes. And he's thrown a first pitch strike to 8 of 9 hitters faced. Walburn led off with a ground out to the third baseman, Swinney, and then Cabbage grounded out to Torbett at second base. The 1-1, low and inside. This is the first of five meetings between the Ridge Runners and Axemen. Three will come in Kingsport and the other two at Bluefield, including one tomorrow, 7-inning Sunday. The 2-1, Guzman chops it foul behind home plate. Loy's first strikeout ended the top of the first inning. His second strikeout end of the top of the second inning. And he looks to continue that trend on this next pitch. The 2-2. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah. Three half-inning ending strikeouts for Dylan Lloyd tonight. He has faced a minimum of nine batters through a hat-trick of scoreless frames. To the bottom of the third inning, scoreless at Hunter Wright Stadium. A 10-pitch third inning from Lloyd. Two up in the bottom of the third for the Axemen, Tyree Jackson, Josh Campos, and R.J. Johnson, Jr. The 9-1-2 hitters when we come back.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Good crowd at Hunter Wright Stadium tonight for fireworks night. No fireworks so far in the game. Scoreless through 2.5 innings. Only two hits, both of which were infield singles. Tyree Jackson due up to begin the bottom of the third inning. First pitch is high and outside. In his first 14 games played, Jackson went 11 for 49, batting .224. But in his last 16 games played, he is 19 for 60, batting .317. The 1-0, Jackson plays down a bunt and then pulls back, and it's a strike call. Two of Jackson's first 19 hits were for extra bases, and since then, four of Jackson's last nine hits have been doubles, including one yesterday. The 1-1. Jackson skies it into left center field. Shortstop Grossington drifting back, and now the center fielder Jamison is under it for the catch. One down in the bottom of the third.
The right fielder, number 13, Josh Campos.
Josh Campos walked on a full count pitch to lead off the bottom of the first inning. Then he stole both second and third base. Nobody on, one out for the Kingsport leadoff hitter. First pitch to Campos is a ball outside. Bluefield and Kingsport both have no runs on one hit. The 1-0, low and outside. This will now be the 24th straight plate appearance to begin the season that Campos has not faced an 0-2 count. The 2-0, strike one call. All three of Campos' hits this season have come hitting ahead in the count, and that's where he is now. The 2-1. Downstairs, ball three. Very tight strike zone tonight. Home plate umpire Jalen Jarvis. Base umpire David Ortiz. The 3-1. High and outside, ball four, and Campos has a pair of walks.
Fielder,
Runner on first, one out for R.J. Johnson, Jr. He walked his first time up and then was caught stealing second base by the catcher, Cabbage. First pitch is in for a called strike. Jackson led off with a fly out to the center fielder, Jameson, and then Campos walked on five pitches. He leads off first base. The 0-1. Johnson Jr. flies it foul and out of play third base side. Campos has already stolen two bases tonight, so Bluefield better keep a keen eye on him as he leads off first base, held on by Stanzioni. Throw back to first. From the stretch, Helinski hurls home the 0-2. Check swing, held up, ball one. Great news coming out of Elizabethan, an early 2-0 lead for the River Riders over the Doughboys. Helinski once again throws back to first base. Ever since I said keep a keen eye on him, they've thrown two pickoff attempts without a pitch home. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Johnson Jr. out on strikes. Three Ks now for Helinski.
The shortstop, number 8, Vincent Swinney.
Runner on first, two outs for Mason Swinney. He's 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout tonight. And now base umper David Ortiz. We'll check on Helinski. Not sure what's going on here. Well, that whatever that was is over. Entering tonight in July among 163 qualified Appalachian League players, Swinney has the 40th best OPS, but has the 69th best average and is 89th in on-base percentage. Throwback to first is late. Swinney has 25 one-pitch at-bats this season, which is tied for second in the league. First offering is a ball high and outside. In 2 2/3 innings of work, Helinski has allowed no runs on one hit, three walks, and three strikeouts. The 1-0, cut and a miss. Mason Swinney is tied for the team lead with 13 extra base hits and is atop with 8 doubles. The 1-1. Missed outside, and Swinney is ahead in the count. Bluefield and Kingsport are scoreless in the series opener of a home-and-home two-game set. Tomorrow night, the Axemen travel to Bowen Field and Bluefield. The 2-1. Swinney smashes it into deep left center field. Jameson going back at the warning track, and it's off the wall. Campos rounds third. He will score, and Swinney stands up safely with a two-out RBI double. The Axemen break the scoreless tie and lead 1-0. Runner on second, two outs for Cal Sefcik. And Helinski steps off. First offering to Sefcik is a ball upstairs. Sefcik is 13 for his last 26 at-bats, batting .500 with 5 extra base hits, 11 RBIs, and 8 runs scored. The 1-0. Low and outside, ball 2, and a hitter's count for the lethal Sefcik. Two balls and no strikes, the pitch. Strike one call. Two balls and a strike, the pitch. Strike two call, and the count is square on Sefcik. When batting with two outs this season, including one completed AB tonight, Sefcik is 7 for 38 with three extra base hits. The 2-2. Outside, ball three, and the count is full on the Cincinnati Bearcat. Swinney leads off second base. The payoff from Helinski. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Four Ks for Helinski. But the Axemen are on the board. A Swinney RBI double puts Kingsport ahead. Top of the fourth coming up next. 1-0 Axemen. One run on one hit, one left on base. Helinski threw 22 pitches in the third inning. 11 strikes. Due up for the Ridge Runners, top of the order, Chaz Grossington, Sam Silas, and Alex Merritt when we return. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151. For Josh Heppner, attorney at law.
Hitting off the Ridge Runners, the shortstop, number 10, Chance Grossington.
Dylan Loy has been cruising through the Bluefield order. In three completed scoreless innings, Loy has allowed one hit, no walks, three strikeouts. Grossington, Silas, and Merritt due up. Loy has thrown just 34 pitches through three innings. First pitch is a ground ball foul third base side. Loy is 9 for 10 on first pitch strikes. Kingsport with one run on two hits. Bluefield no runs on one hit. Three seconds left on the pitch clock, and now Loy will fire home. Low and inside. Well, Felix Morin, the Doughboys pitcher from yesterday, who was brilliant, six innings, allowed one run. He worked extremely quickly on the mound, and Loy is the complete opposite. He takes his time. The 1-1. Lifted into left center field. Johnson Jr. into the gap, and he makes the diving catch. R.J. Johnson Jr., Big Ten, represent.
Now batting the second baseman, number 52, Sam Silas.
A Bases empty, one out for Sam Silas. First offering from Loy. Called strike one. 10 for 11 on first pitch strikes. One count on Silas. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball back to the pitcher, Loy, who collects it and tosses it to first base underhand for the out. Dylan Loy has retired 10 of 11 batters faced. Bases empty, 2 outs for Alex Merritt, who is 0 for 1 with a half-inning ending strikeout. Loy's first pitch is grounded up the middle and into center field for a base hit. And it's a 2-out single for Merritt. The cleanup batter, Jaden Brown, who is responsible for one of Bluefield's 2 hits, comes up to bat. Bluefield looks to get its first runner in scoring position tonight. Merritt leads off first base. First pitch from Loy is a cut and a miss. That's a first pitch strike to 12 of 13 batters faced. The 0-1. Sliced foul and out of play first base side. No balls and 2 strikes. Grossington led off with a line out to Johnson Jr. on 3 pitches. 2 pitches later, Silas grounded out to Loy. And on the next pitch, Merritt singled. But now it's an 0-2 count with 2 outs. All 3 of Dylan Loy's strikeouts have ended the half inning. He can do it again in the top of the 4th. The 0-2 from the Tennessee Vol. Foul tip. Loy has thrown 31 strikes on 43 pitches, which is a brilliant 72.1% strike rate. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Hoo-bah! Dylan Loy has a quartet of half-inning ending strikeouts, and he has tossed 4 scoreless frames for Kingsport. To the bottom of the 4th inning, Axman 1, Ridge Runner 0. Due up for the Axemen, 5-6-7 batters for the second time tonight, Zyrus, Newhan, and Kilgore when we return. Ten pitches again in the 4th inning. Joey Helinski returns to the mound for the Ridge Runners when we come back.
TL08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Helinski in three completed innings has allowed one earned run on two hits, three walks, and four strikeouts. Devin Zyras tonight is 0 for 1 with a ground out to the second baseman, Silas. First pitch to Zyras is in for a called strike. Helinski has thrown 31 strikes on 61 pitches. The 0-1. Zyras clubs it into left center field for a base hit. Zyras now makes his way to second base, and he will slide in safely with a leadoff two-bagger. For Zyras, it's his ninth double of the season and 13th extra base hit. Runner on second, nobody out for Nico Newhan. He's 0 for 1 with a swinging strikeout. First pitch is a ball low and away. Newhan enters tonight tied for the team lead with 9 multi-hit games. But he's yet to have a 3-hit game. The 1-0. Cut and a miss. Kingsport has 1 run on 3 hits. Bluefield with no runs on 2 hits. And going back to last night, 7 of Kingsport's last 8 hits have been for extra bases. The 0-1, downstairs. A pair of Sefcik home runs and 5 doubles. 2 from Newhan, 1 from Jackson, 1 from Swinney, and 1 from Zyras a moment ago. Helinski checks on Zyras, hurls home the 2-1. Newhan pops it up, foul ground first base side. Stanzioni is under it. He makes the catch, and Zyras was thinking about maybe taking third base, which I love. I would have done the same thing, but he stays put, and that's the first out in the bottom of the fourth inning.
The catcher, number 20, Tanner Kilgore.
Runner on second, one out for Tanner Kilgore, who is 1 for 1 with an infield single to the shortstop, Chaz Grossington. That was the first of Kingsport's 3 base knocks tonight. Helinski from the stretch position checks on Zyras. First offering to Kilgore is watch for a ball low and outside. Elizabethan still leads Johnson City 4-0. The 1-0. Strike one call. First pitch was at 7.05 p.m. It's now 8.03, so just about an hour into tonight's game. Smooth pacing. Only 5 hits in the game, 3 total walks. The 1-1. Half swing and a miss, strike 2. Kilgore has struck out just 2 times in 19 completed at-bats. The 1-2. Kilgore crushes it into deep left field. Walburn going back at the warning track, and it drops for a base hit off the wall. Zyras scores. It's an RBI double for Tanner Kilgore, and Kingsport leads 2-0. Like I said, he does not strike out too often. 2-strike pitch, booyah, double into the left center gap. And with that, 8 of Kingsport's last 9 hits have been for extra bases. 6 doubles, 2 home runs. Something happened after that Burlington loss, that 3-2 loss Something changed in the best way possible for Kingsport. Runner on second, one out for Jack Torbett. He's 0 for 1 with an inning-ending ground out to the shortstop, Grossington. First pitch lays down a bunt. It's high, and it's behind home plate, and it will roll back into the seats, almost hit somebody in the face. No balls and a strike on Jack Torbett. Kilgore leads off second base. The pitch. Torbett hammers it into left field for a base hit. Kilgore gets the wave home. He scores on a Jack Torbett RBI single, and the Axemen lead 3-0. Runner on first, one out for Tyree Jackson, who is 0 for 1 with a fly out to the center fielder, Jameson. Torbett was thinking about taking off, but he stays put. It was a ball low and away anyway to Jackson. Torbett leads off first base. The 1-0. Strike one call, throwback to first is late from Cabbage to Stanzioni. So if things stand tonight, well, the Doughboys just tied it up. Great. The 1-1, Torbett takes off. It's a ball high and outside. Throw down to second base is, how is that in time? You got to be kidding me. Well, they're saying Torbett was caught stealing. I don't know what's happened these past few games, but the umping has gotten gradually worse. Go back to Little League Blue. Two balls and a strike on Jackson. The pitch. Foul tip, strike two. Kingsport 3, Bluefield 0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 2-2. Jackson bloops it to the shortstop, Grossington, who makes the inning-ending leaping grab. To the top of the fifth inning, Kingsport puts up a pair. RBI double from Tanner Kilgore, followed by an RBI single by Jack Torbett. Kingsport 3, Bluefield 0. Two up in the top of the fifth inning for the Ridge Runners. Jameson, Stanzioni, Walburn, 5-6-7 hitters. When we come back, Dylan Loy is three outs away from being qualified for the win. It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made in Tennessee. So enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Hunter Wright Stadium or pick some up at your local grocery retailer. Dylan Loy back on the hill. Dylan Loy has tossed four scoreless frames. He returns to the mound to face Aaron Jameson. First pitch is a ball low and away. Loy in four innings has allowed no runs on two hits, no walks, four strikeouts. 72% strike rate. Next pitch is blooped into right field. Second baseman Jack Torbett is under it, and he makes the catch. And Loy is two outs away from being qualified for the win.
The first baseman, number 68, Joe Stanziani.
Base is empty, one out for Joe Stanzioni. Is 0 for 1 with a half inning ending swinging strikeout. First offering from Loy. Blooped into shallow right field again, and it's the second baseman Torbett who now gives way to Campos who makes the catch. Two pitches, two outs. Well, three pitches, two outs. The bases are unoccupied with two outs for Hudson Walburn, who is 0 for 1 with a ground out to the third baseman, Mason Swinney. First pitch from Loy is a ball low and inside. The 1-0. Fouled back off the home plate netting. Well, last night, Kingsport was blanking Johnson City entering the seventh inning. This Kingsport defense these past few games has really found its groove. A ball and a strike on Walburn. The pitch. Slow roller back to the pitcher, Loy, who can't make the backhand play, but it doesn't matter because it was a foul ball off his foot, off of Walburn's foot. All four of Dylan Loy's strikeouts have ended the half inning. He can do it once more in the fifth. One ball and two strikes on Walburn. Loy from the windup. Hurls home. Ground ball to third. Swinney scoops it up. Throws to first on the run, and it is scooped up by Zyrus for the half inning ending out. It's a perfect fifth inning for Dylan Loy, and he books five scoreless innings for Kingsport. He is now in line for the win. To the bottom half, top of the order, Campos, Johnson Jr., and Swinney due up for the Axemen. A seven-pitch fifth inning from Dylan Loy. And the Ridge Runners will bring out a new pitcher when we return. Kingsport 3, Bluefield 0.
At East Tennessee State University, classrooms extend far beyond the walls of our campus. You'll be part of an energized community focused on improving the quality of life for people in our region and around the world. Participate in hands-on learning experiences in over 160 academic programs that provide you with knowledge and skills you need to build the future you want. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
New pitcher for the Ridge Runners is Miles Feldner out of Spartanburg Methodist Junior College, which is where Brandon Phillips went prior to transferring to Charleston Southern. Foul line for Helinski, who was in line for the loss. Four innings, three earned runs on five hits, three walks, four strikeouts. Three of those five hits were doubles. So it's now Miles Feldner from Conway, South Carolina, which is where Coastal Carolina is located. First pitch to Campos is a ball low and away. Campos, in his first two plate appearances, has walked, stolen two bases, and scored a run. The 1-0, downstairs, ball two. Campos has now gone 25 straight plate appearances to begin the season without facing an 0-2 count. Hitters count for Campos. The pitch. Ball three downstairs. Campos is a ball away from being 0-for-0 with three walks. The 3-0. Ball four low and away. It gets past the catcher Cabbage, and it's a leadoff four-pitch walk for Josh Campos. A hat trick of bases on balls for him. Runner on first, nobody out for R.J. Johnson, Jr., who was 0-for-1 with a walk, caught stealing, and a strikeout his last time up. First pitch lays down a bunt, and it's foul down the third baseline. He's had a bunt single in two of his last three games. He had one against Burlington and one against Johnson City. This is game five of a five-game homestand. After this, four more games at Hunter Wright Stadium, two of which the Axemen are the designated road team against Bristol. Throwback to first from Feldner. Kingsport has three runs on five hits. Bluefield with no runs on two hits. The 0-1, Campos takes off. It's a ball low and away. Throw down to second base is in time for the out. And I feel like every one of these calls on the stolen base attempts have been wrong. It's crazy. Well, Campos is thrown out. Manager Rick Adair takes a few steps out of the dugout, but now just stays put. Ball and a strike on R.J. Johnson, Jr. The pitch, swing and a miss. Would have been a three stolen base game for Campos if he was called safe. The 1-2, ground ball to third base, scooped up by Brown. Throw to first, though, is offline. And Johnson, Jr. will advance to second base. And now he rounds second, heading for third. The throw is way late, and it is a three-base throwing error from Caden Brown. So it would have been a run if Campos was called safe on the stolen base. Runner on third out for Mason Swinney, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI double in his last at-bat, which at the moment is the game-winning hit. First offering is a ball low and inside. The 1-0. Ball two outside, and it's a hitter's count for Swinney. Including a double tonight, nine of Swinney's last 14 hits have been for extra bases. Five home runs and four doubles. The 2-0 from Feldner. Drops in for a called strike. Josh Campos led off with a walk, was caught stealing second base, then Johnson Jr. singled and advanced to third on a two-base throwing error. The 2-1. Low and inside, ball three. Mason Swinney is one of four Kingsport position players selected to the All-Star game, and he will be participating in the Home Run Derby. The 3-1. Ball four downstairs. It is a one-out walk for Swinney. Runners on the corners with one out for Cal Sefcik, who tonight is hitless in two at-bats with a strikeout. He looks to extend his team-best hit streak to eight games. Mound visit now from pitching coach Justin Thomas. Kingsport 3, Bluefield 0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runners on the corners, one out for the cleanup batting designated hitter, Cal Sefcik. Feldner peeks at Swinney on first base. Fires home. Sefcik pops it up. Shallow right field, second baseman Silas is under it. And he makes the catch. Runners stay put. Runners on the corners with two outs for Devin Zyras. When batting with runners in scoring position, he is 7 for 26 with 5 extra base hits, 11 of his 15 RBIs, 7 walks, and 7 strikeouts. First offering to Zyras is in for a called strike. Kingsport scored one run in the third inning and a pair in the fourth. The Axemen look to score for the third straight inning. Throw back to first from Feldner. No balls in a strike. The pitch. Strike two call. Zyras has reached base safely in 32 of his last 64 plate appearances. A 500 OBP in that stretch for the Eastern Michigan Eagle. 5 seconds on the pitch clock. Feldner brings home the 0-2. Low and inside. Eight of 13 extra base hits for Devin Zyras have come with runners on, including a two-run double with the bases loaded in his last game at Elizabethton. The 1-2. Zyras belts it into right field for a base hit. Johnson Jr. scores. Swinney advances to second base. It's a two-out, two-strike RBI single for Devin Zyras, and Kingsport is ahead 4-0. That's a multi-hit game for Zyras. Runners on first and second, two outs for Newhan, who is 0-2 with a strikeout and a pop-out. First offering is in for a called strike. No balls and a strike on Newhan. The pitch. Strike two call. Zyrus on first base, Swinney on second. Zyrus singled and Swinney walked. The 0-2. Half swing and a miss. A three-pitch inning-ending strikeout for Feldner on Newhan. But Kingsport adds a run. Two-out, two-strike RBI single for Devin Zyrus. To the top of the sixth inning, Axman 4, Bluefield scoreless. Two up in the top of the sixth inning, 8-9 one-batters for the Ridge Runners. Cavage, Guzman, and then back to the top of the order with Grossington. Dylan Loy is back on the hill for the Axemen when we come back.
Hands-on learning is at the heart of East Tennessee State University's mission. More than just textbooks and required reading, ETSU takes a personalized approach to learning. Students engage in innovative, hands-on experiences in real-world settings and have earned prestigious positions at companies like NASA, Google, and Disney. Learn more at etsu.edu/admissions.
First pitch from Loy is a ball downstairs. Kingsport 4, Bluefield 0 in the top of the sixth inning. The 1-0. Watch for a ball outside. Hitters count for Cabbage, the pitch. Strike one call. Loy is in line for the win, but he wants more. Quality start. Five innings, no runs, two hits, no walks, four strikeouts for the Tennessee Vol. A 2-1. Line drive into center field. Nope, second baseman Torbett scoops it up, throws to first, and is scooped up by Zyrus for the out. Torbett came out of nowhere to make that play. And it's a leadoff ground out from Carson Cavage. Base is empty, one out for Armani Guzman, who is 0-for-1 with a half-inning ending swinging strikeout. First offering from Loy, tails inside, ball one. Tie game in Elizabethton, 2-2 in the fifth inning. Keep a keen eye on that game. The 1-0. Guzman laces it foul and out of play, third base side. Armani Guzman from New York, and he attends West Virginia. Finished up his freshman year in Morgantown. Quite a few West Virginia guys, as expected, on Bluefield, including Guzman and Aaron Jameson, who are both in the starting lineup tonight, and Alex Merritt. Next pitch is in for a called strike. 1-2 from Loy. Ball upstairs. Dylan Loy, in 5 1/3 innings pitched, has thrown just 60 pitches. The 2-2. Slow roller to second base. Torbett charging in. Fields it cleanly and throws to first for the out. A pair of infield assists for Torbett in the sixth inning.
The shortstop, number 10, Chaz Brusington.
Pitches a ball high and outside to the leadoff man, Chaz Grossington. Grounded out to the second baseman, Torbett, in the first inning and lined out to a diving Johnson Jr. in the fourth. The 1-0. Ground ball to third base. Swinney backhands it and say it was a foul ball. One ball and one strike on Grossington. The pitch, low and inside, ball two. Both of Bluefield's hits tonight have been singles, one from Brown and the other from Merritt. The 2-1, cut and a miss, strike two. Dylan Loy is one strike away from booking a quality start. The 2-2, low and inside. This is Loy's 19th batter faced, and he is yet to walk one. Payoff pitch. Ground ball to second base. Torbett collects it and throws to first for the half inning ending out. A hat trick of infield assists for Jack Torbett and a perfect sixth inning for Dylan Loy. Loy has booked six scoreless frames on no walks, two hits, and four strikeouts. He's been untouchable tonight. To the bottom of the sixth inning, Kingsport 4, Bluefield nothing. Due up in the bottom of the sixth inning, Kilgore, Torbett, and Jackson. Pitch, sixth inning from Loy. Believe it or not, that was his longest half inning of the game. All right, to the bottom of the sixth, Kingsport will lead by a minimum of four runs entering the seventh.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Kilgore has multiple hits in two of his last three games. Tonight, 2 for 2 with an RBI double and a run scored. First offering from Feldner. Ball upstairs. Feldner in one inning allowed an earned run on 2 hits, 2 walks, and a strikeout. The 1-0. Kilgore crushes it into deep left field. Walburn is there in front of the warning track, and he makes the catch. Well hit ball.
The second baseman, number 87, Jack Torbett.
Base is empty, 1 out for Torbett, 1 for 2 with an RBI single in his last at bat. First pitch is a ball outside the zone. Kingsport, in the sixth inning this season, has outscored their opponents 30-21. The 1-0. Outside, ball 2. It is tied for their second highest scoring inning. The other is the seventh. The 2-0. Downstairs, short hopped in front of home plate. Three of Kingsport's 5 walks offensively belong to Josh Campos, the leadoff man who is in the hole. The 3-0. Torbett pops it up foul behind home plate. Well, last night we saw Myatt, who's not in the lineup tonight, drive a 3-0 pitch into center field, and that ended regulation. It took us to the tiebreaker. It was a well-hit ball, though. And I loved the aggression. The 3-1. High and inside, ball 4. It's a 1-out walk for Jack Torbett. Runner on first for the ninth batter, Tyree Jackson. Tyree Jackson tonight is 0-for-2 with a flyout and a lineout. Torbett leads off first base. Opening pitch to Jackson is a ball downstairs. Scoring update in Elizabethton. 5-2 Doughboys. Great. Said nobody ever. The 1-0. Strike call. Ball and a strike on Jackson. Torbett was about to take off, but he stays put at first base, and it's a ball outside to Jackson. 'Lizabethton not doing any favors to the Axemen this season. Already won the season series 6-2, which I find hard to believe. It's very bizarre. There's a throwback to first base. The Axemen won 2 of the first 3 meetings against the River Riders, but then lost the next 5. Two balls and a strike on Jackson. Torbett takes off. Pitch is high. Throw down to second from Cabbage is offline, and Torbett steals his first base of the season. Runner on second, 1 out. The 3-1. Cut and a miss. Full count, 1 out. Torbett leads off second base. Payoff pitch from Feldner. Jackson rips it right to the shortstop, Grossington, who makes the catch and throws back to second base looking for the double play, but Torbett slid in safely. back-to-back lineouts to the shortstop Grossington from Tyree Jackson. Runner on second, two outs for Josh Campos. He has walked in all three of his completed plate appearances. First pitch is a ball low and inside. Only one Kingsport batter this season has recorded a four-walk game, and that was Devin Zyrus against Johnson City back on June 29th. The 1-0. Ball two upstairs. If I put myself in Campos' shoes, I'm happy with four walks in my first four plate appearances. I don't mind not having to put the ball in play. Two balls and no strikes. The pitch, ball three low and away. Three balls and no strikes on Campos. Torbett takes off, pitches low and inside, throw down to third is late, and Torbett steals third base. And for Josh Campos, he has a tetrad of walks. Four plate appearances, four bases on balls. Runners on the corners, two outs for R.J. Johnson, Jr. First offering is a ball outside. Johnson, Jr. has now scored a run in seven of eight games. Campos on first, Torbett on third. The 1-0, low and inside, ball two. R.J. Johnson, Jr. already has five multi-hit games. He looks for a sixth. He has a hitter's count. Mound visit from Cabbage to Feldner. Hitters count for R.J. Johnson, Jr. Runners on the corners, two outs. The 2-0. Missed inside. Feldner is one ball away from walking Johnson, Jr. for Mason Swinney to load the bases. The 3-0. Ball four downstairs. It's a four-pitch walk for R.J. Johnson, Jr., and it loads the bases for Mason Swinney. It looks like that will do it for Feldner. Manager Drew Doche points to the bullpen. And that is the outing for Feldner. He is responsible for all three runners on base, all of whom walked. In an inning and two-thirds, Feldner has allowed an earned run on two hits, five walks, and a strikeout. Nicholas Falla is the new pitcher for the Ridge Runners. From Coconut Creek, Florida, attends Chattanooga State Community College in the Volunteer State. Recapping the bottom of the fourth inning, Tanner Kilgore led off with a flyout. Jack Torbett walked five pitches later, and Tyree Jackson lined out. Josh Campos then walked on four pitches, and then Johnson Jr. walked on four pitches. That loaded the bases for Mason Swinney. Last couple of warm-up pitches for Nicholas Falla. Kingsport 4, Bluefield 0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Axemen have the bases occupied with two outs for Mason Swinney. When batting with the bases loaded this season, Swinney is 0-for-4 with two RBIs and a pair of strikeouts. Johnson Jr. on first, Campos on second, Torbett on third. First pitch to Swinney is watched for a ball low and outside. Johnson Jr. walked on four pitches, Campos walked on four pitches, and Torbett, the runner on third, walked on five pitches. The 1-0. Downstairs, ball two. Swinney tonight is 1-for-2 with an RBI double and a walk. Swinney this season is yet to record a multi-walk game. This is his 33rd start. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. Falla hurls home. Strike two call and the count is square. With his double earlier tonight, Swinney extended his on-base streak to 13 games, which at the moment is tied with Sefcik for the best on the team. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch, ball three, low and outside. It is as jam-packed as it can get. Bases loaded, two outs, full count on the Dallas Baptist Patriot. Follow from the stretch position. Fires home the payoff. Swinney laces it into right field, and that will drop into foul territory. Johnson Jr. returns to first base. Campos to second. Torbett to third base. It will be a minimum of a 7-pitch plate appearance for Mason Swinney. The second payoff pitch from Fala. Ball four inside. Jack Torbett scores on a Mason Swinney RBI walk, and the Axemen lead 5-0. It's a multi-RBI game for Swinney. And his first multi-walk game of the season. Bases loaded, two outs for Cal Sefcik. Swinney on first base, Johnson Jr. on second, Campos on third. First pitch is watched for a ball low and outside. Sefcik enters tonight on a league-best 5-game RBI streak. He has 10 RBIs in that stretch. The 1-0. Downstairs, ball two. When batting with the bases loaded this season, Sefcik is 1-for-2 with 2 walks, 5 RBIs. Hitters count for the Cincinnati Bearcat. The pitch. Sefcik pops it up. Shallow right field. Silas is under it. And now they can't find it, and it drops for a base hit. Campos scores. Johnson Jr. scores. Sefcik slides in safely to second base with a 2-run double. It is 7-0 Kingsport. And Cal Sefcik extends his league-best RBI streak to 6 games and his team-best hit streak to 8 games. Two runners in scoring position with 2 outs for Devin Zyras. First pitch is in for a called strike. Zyras has been spectacular tonight. 2-for-3 with an RBI single, a double, and a run scored. Sefcik on second base, Swinney on third. The 0-1. Zyras fouls it off the backstop, strike two. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch, high and outside. Kingsport has scored in 4 straight innings after being shut out in the first 2. 1 run in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, and 3 so far in the 6th inning. The 1-2. Zyras rips it into the right center gap for a base hit. Swinney scores. Sefcik scores. Zyras will stand up safely on second base with a 2-out, 2-strike, 2-run double. The Axemen lead 9-0.
The third baseman, number 29, Nico Newhan.
Back-to-back 2-run doubles between Sefcik and Zyras. Runner on second, 2 outs for Nico Newhan. He's one of two Kingsport batters that has yet to reach base safely tonight. First pitch is in for a strike call. If the score stands, this would be the largest win of the season for the Axemen. The 0-1, swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Newhand is the ninth batter of the inning to come up for the Axemen. The pitch. Blasted to second base, but a sliding catch made by Silas to end the inning. The Axemen bring up nine batters. Five of them scored. It's 9-0 Kingsport to the top of the seventh. The Axemen look to keep the shutout going. We'll see if Dylan Loy returns to the mound, and he does. Dylan Loy in six completed innings. No runs on two hits, no walks, and four strikeouts. All around, best game of the season so far for the Axemen, and it's not particularly close.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Ridge Runners are yet to bring up more than four batters in a single inning. They've only done so once. That was in the fourth. Four of Loy's six innings completed have been perfect. First pitch to Silas is in for a called strike. Next pitch, ground ball into left field for a base hit. It's a leadoff single for Silas.
The designated hitter, number 28, Alex Merritt.
Runner on first, nobody out for Alex Merritt, who is 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. First pitch from Loy's, a ball high and outside. The longest outing from a Kingsport pitcher this season came from Jacob Golston against Tri-State, 6 1/3 innings. The 1-0. Downstairs, ball two. The Axemen do have some bullpen action cooking in case Loy starts to struggle. He is well in line for the win, 9 runs of support. The 2-0, cut and a miss. Well, actually, 8 runs of support. 9-0 Axemen. The 2-1, line foul and out of play. It is 9 runs of support, actually.
don't know what I'm saying.
Runner on first, nobody out. Kingsport has already turned one double play tonight. That was back in the second inning. A 2-2. Fly ball, right field. Campos is under it, and he makes the catch. And Loy has tied Golston for the longest outing from an Axman pitcher this season. 6 1/3. Runner on first, one out for Jaden Brown, who is 1-for-2 with a single. And he struck out his last time up swinging in the fourth inning. First pitch, chopper, foul, third base side. Loy has thrown just 74 pitches in 6 1/3 innings pitched. The 0-1. Tails outside. It remains a 5-2 Johnson City lead over Elizabethton. The 1-1. Outside, ball two. Fireworks later tonight. There have been plenty of fireworks on the field for the Axemen. The 2-1. Strike two call. Silas leads off first base. Boy from the stretch. Fires home the 2-2. Ground ball back to Loy, who scoops it up. Throw to second in time. New hands throw to first. Yes, siree, Bob. It's a half inning ending. 1-6-3 double play. The Tennessee Vol, Dylan Loy, books 7 scoreless innings. It's stretch time in Kingsport. To the bottom of the 7th. Axemen 9, Ridge Runners nada. Kilgore, Torbett, and Jackson due up for the second straight inning because the Axemen brought up all 9 in the 6th.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Fowler returns to the mound for the Ridge Runners. First offering to Kilgore is a ball low and outside. Kilgore tonight is 2-for-3 with an RBI double and a run scored. Axman 9, Ridge Runners scoreless. The 1-0. Strike one call. The 1-1. Inside. Kingsport has scored in four straight innings. One in the third, two in the fourth, one again in the fifth, and a whopping five in the sixth inning. The 2-1. Kilgore pops it up. Second baseman Silas under it. Lost his hat, but he doesn't lose the ball. He makes the catch.
The second baseman, number 87, Jack Torbin.
Torbett tonight is 1-for-2 with an RBI single, a walk, and a run scored. He's also stolen a pair of bases. First pitch is in for a called strike. Lower inside part of the strike zone. The 0-1. Cut and a miss. The Bluefield defense is yet to record a perfect inning tonight. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Three-pitch K from Fala to Torbett, and now it is Tyree Jackson up to bat. Jackson looks to join the hit parade. First pitch is a ball downstairs. Jackson is 0-for-3 with no strikeouts. Flew out in the third inning, lined out in both the fourth and sixth innings. The 1-0. Ball low and away. Two balls and no strikes on Jackson. The pitch. Strike one call. I was texting with Tyree yesterday, and he's loving this stretch the Axemen are on. And who wouldn't? He's been a big part of it. The 2-1. High and outside, ball three. Hitters count for Jackson. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Jackson has been on the roster since opening day. The payoff pitch. Strike three call. For the first time tonight, the Bluefield defense records a perfect inning. To the eighth inning, Kingsport 9, Bluefield looking to record its first run. And the Axemen will bring in a new pitcher. Let you know who it is in just a few seconds. Billy Ike. Final line for Dylan Loy. Seven scoreless innings. Three hits, no walks, four strikeouts. Hey, Kingsport, looking for a place where fitness meets fun for the whole family? Look no further than the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA. Break a sweat in their state-of-the-art gym or join one of their exciting group fitness classes. With programs for kids, teens, and adults, there is something for everyone. Plus, their supportive community will make you feel right at home. Come see why the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA is more than a gym. It is a place where friendships flourish and health thrives. Visit them today or check them out online at ymcakpt.org. Without a doubt, the best hair on the Axeman roster, Billy Ike. He's also from the best city on the roster, Tampa. Such an underrated city. Definitely not saying that because I'm from outside of Tampa. Although I am pretty sure somebody from Orlando would say it's the greatest city, which it isn't, unless you love traffic 24/7. Five, six, seven batters due up. Jameson, Stanzioni, and Walburn to face Billy Ike, looking to keep the scoreless shutout going for the Axemen. It'll be their first shutout win of the season. First pitch is a ball upstairs. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Billy Ike, in two completed outings, has thrown a pair of scoreless innings on no hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. The 1-1. Cut and a miss, strike two. Billy Ike, in his second outing of the season on July 18th versus Johnson City, recorded a perfect eighth inning on two strikeouts and a pop-out, and all three of his batters faced saw a minimum of six pitches. The 1-2, fouled off the home plate netting. His first two batters each struck out on six pitches, and his third and final hitter popped out on seven. Ball and two strikes on Jameson. The pitch. Strike three call. Hoo-ah! Billy Ike punches out Jameson looking for the first out of the eighth inning. Base is empty, one out for Joe Stanzioni. 0 for 2 with a swinging strikeout and a flyout to the right fielder Campos. First pitch for Mike is in for a called strike. The 0-1. Strike two call. Billy Ike is 6'4", 6'7", 250 pounds. The 0-2, foul back. He is the tallest pitcher on the roster and the tallest pitcher on the team, tallest player on the team. Second tallest is Javar Martin Jr., who is 6'6". The 0-2 again from Billy Ike. Ball one up and away. One ball and two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Billy Ike K's each of his first two batters faced.
Left fielder, number 66, Hudson Walbert.
Bases empty, 2 outs for Hudson Wolburn. First offering for Mike is a ball upstairs. Wolburn held up on the check swing. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Kingsport pitching staff tonight between Loy and Ike. 7 2/3 innings pitched. No runs on 3 hits, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. The 1-1, fouled back on the half swing. Kingsport 9, Bluefield 3. Top of the 8th inning. 1-2, 2 outs, bases empty. The pitch. Check swing. Held up. Billy Ike struck out Jamison looking on 5 pitches. Then Cade Stanzioni swinging on 5 pitches. And this is the 5th pitch of the plate appearance to Wolburn. The 2-2. Ball 3 high and inside. Payoff pitch, popped up behind home plate. Catcher Tanner Kilgore is camped under it, and he makes the half-inning ending catch. It is a perfect 8th inning for Billy Ike, who has tossed 3 scoreless and hitless frames to begin his season with the Axemen. To the bottom of the 8th inning, the Axemen are 3 outs away from shutting out the Ridge Runners. Due up for Kingsport. Top of the order, Campos, Johnson Jr., and Swinney. Let me come back.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us now. Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
All right, some hope in Elizabethan. The River Riders have runners on the corners, 1 out, down by 3. And it's a 2-1 count on brother of Jack Torbett, Cole Torbett. And they just stole second base, so now 2 runners in scoring position and a 3-1 count on Torbett. 1 ball away from loading the bases for the cleanup batter, Carl. This could, and they walked him. Bases loaded, 1 out. The cleanup batter, Carl, looking to do his job. Every Kingsport fan wanting to see a grand slam from Carl. Ridge Runners bring in a new pitcher. It is Josh Megdepore. Oh, in play runs. Is it going to be a grand slam for Carl? No, it is not. It's an RBI sac fly. Whatever. 5-3 now in Elizabethan. First pitch to Campos. Ball downstairs. Campos tonight has walked in all four plate appearances and has scored twice. The 1-0. Downstairs, ball two. The 2-0 from Meghdapur. Ball three in the dirt. Campos can become the first Appalachian League player this season to record five walks in a single game. The 3-0. Strike one call. The last time an Appy leaguer walked five times in a single game was on July 27, 2022. The 3-1. Ball four, low and outside. History. A five-walk game for Josh Campos. Runner on first, nobody out for Johnson Jr. First pitch is grounded off his foot, foul ball. Campos on first base. He has walked in all five plate appearances tonight. The 0-1, low and outside. So Elizabethan stranded runners on the corners, but did bring home a run. Now trail Johnson City 5-3. The 1-1, fouled off the backstop. Tonight, Johnson Jr. is 1-for-2 with two walks, two runs scored. He's now scored nine times in his last eight games. The 1-2, low and away. The 2-2, Johnson Jr. grounds it foul, first base side. Josh Meghdapur is from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, and he attends Gardner-Webb, enters his junior year with the Running Bulldogs. The 2-2 again for Meghdapur. Ball three, low and outside. Payoff pitch. Ground ball, base hit into right field. Campos will advance to third base, and it's a two-strike single for Johnson Jr. Oh, and they threw him out. So Campos is out at third. Wow. Jumped the gun there. There is a multi-hit, multi-walk, multi-run game for Johnson Jr. Runner on first, one out for Mason Swinney. First pitch, swing and a miss. Swinney tonight is 1-for-2 with two RBIs, a run scored, two walks. In his last plate appearance, He drove in a run on a bases-loaded RBI walk. The 0-1 outside. Kingsport has 9 runs on 10 hits. Bluefield with no runs on 3 hits. The 1-1. Swinney slices it foul and out of play. A ball and 2 strikes on Swinney. The pitch. That's clubbed into left center field. Jameson going back. He makes the catch in the left center gap. And Johnson Jr. will trot back to first base. 2 outs now in the bottom of the 8th. Tyler Myatt comes in to pinch hit for Cal Sefcik, and I like this. Sefcik has already extended his league-best RBI streak to 6 games and his hit streak to 8 games. So give Myatt a chance. First offering to Myatt is in for a called strike. The 0-1. Myatt pops it up. Foul third base side, and that will be unable to be caught by Brown. He ran out of room. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Johnson Jr., the runner on first. The pitch, low and outside.
Go get him! Go get him! Yeah!
Ball and 2 strikes. The pitch, Myatt mashes it into left field for a base hit. Johnson Jr. advances to second base, and it's a pinch hit, 2 out, 2 strike single for Mr. Myatt. Devin Zyrus, after missing the last 4 games, has returned with a bang. 3 for 4, 2 doubles, 3 RBIs, and a run score. First pitch is a ball outside. No Kingsport player this season has recorded 5 RBIs in a game. The 1-0, downstairs, ball 2. If Zyrus is able to knock his 3rd double, he could very well score both Myatt and Johnson Jr. The 2-0. Ball 3 low and outside. And hopefully we get to see Newhand come up with the bases loaded, because he's yet to record a hit tonight. He's 0 for 4 with 2 strikeouts. Want to see him join the hit parade. The 3-0. Ball 4 low and outside. It's a 4-pitch walk to Devin Zyrus, and it loads the bases for Nico Newhand. When batting with the bases loaded this season, Nico Newhand is 1 for 5 with 4 RBIs. First First pitch is a ball low and outside. Zyrus on first base. He walked. Myatt on second and Johnson Jr. on third base. They both singled. The 1-0. Strike call. Newhan is one of just two Kingsport batters yet to reach base safely tonight. The 1-1. Low and inside. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Ball three outside. The 3-1. Ball four outside. Johnson Jr. scores on a Nico Newhan RBI walk, and the Axemen are in double digits. 10-0 Kingsport. Now a mound visit from pitching coach Justin Thomas. Tanner Kilgore comes up to bat for the third straight inning. Flew out in the sixth inning, popped out in the seventh. First pitch is a called strike. The 0-1. Kilgore with a slow roller to first base. Collected by Stanzioni, and he steps on the bag for the half-inning ending unassisted out. Or the inning ending unassisted out. To the top of the ninth, Kingsport looking for its first shutout victory of the season. 10-0 Axemen. We'll see if Billy Ike comes back to the hill.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
JT Davis is the new pitcher. Davis in his last outing on July 14th at Elizabethan allowed three runs, two earned, and two-thirds of an inning on three hits, one walk, and no strikeouts. Overall, Davis, in 10 and a third innings pitched, has allowed 14 runs, 11 earned on 16 hits, 12 walks, and a dozen strikeouts. But those numbers don't tell the whole story. In his first 2 1/3 innings pitched, Davis allowed 6 earned runs on 8 walks, 6 hits, and 3 strikeouts. Since then, Davis has surrendered 5 earned runs in 8 innings on 10 hits, 4 walks, and 9 strikeouts. In his first 2 1/3 innings pitched, he had a 23.14 ERA and 6 whip. Since then, in this 8-inning stretch, a 5.63 ERA and 1.75 whip. The Axemen are three outs away from recording their first shutout win of the season. First pitch from Davis is a ball that gets past Kilgore. Carson Cabbage, Armani Guzman, and Chaz Grossington, 8-9-1 batters, will face Davis to begin the ninth inning. The 1-0. Cabbage grounds it to third. Collected by Swinney. Throw to first is on the money for the out. Base is empty, one out for Guzman. Tonight is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. First offering from Davis, low and away. The 1-0. Ground ball to second base. Torbett has it and throws to first for the out. Kingsport 10, Bluefield 0 in the top of the ninth inning. Bases empty, two outs for the leadoff batter, Chaz Grossington, who tonight is 0 for 3 with a pair of ground outs and a line out to the left fielder, R.J. Johnson Jr. First offering is in for a called strike. The Axemen are one out away from booking their first shutout victory of the season. The 0-1. Chopped foul third base side, and Bluefield is down to its final strike. Davis hurls home the 0-2. Ball one high and outside. The 1-2 from Davis. Strike three call. Dare I say it, the Kingsport Axemen are back. Since losing eight straight games, Kingsport has won three in a row. Tonight it was a convincing 10-0 victory. The Axemen for the first time this season have recorded a shutout win. Player of the game, Dylan Loy, starting pitcher through seven shutout innings on three hits, no walks, and four strikeouts. Offensive player of the game, Devin Zyrus, 3-for-4, three RBIs, a walk, and a run scored. Losing pitcher for the Ridge Runners, Joey Helinski, four innings, three earned runs on five hits, three walks, four strikeouts. From Hunter Wright Stadium, complete dominance from the Kingsport Axemen. It was scoreless entering the third inning, and there were two outs with a runner on in the bottom of the third. Swinney drove in a run on an RBI double, and that ended up being the game-winning hit. Only took one run, but nine runs of cushion never hurt. Handshakes for the winners. The Axemen with the win improved to 18-21 overall. The Ridge Runners with the loss are below 500 at 19-20. Well, it's fireworks time in Kingsport. It's time to wrap things up. From Hunter Wright Stadium, I am Ben Slotnick. The Axemen win it 10-0. Good night.